Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, the show where the guests write the wrong answers. I'm the titular Matt Stewart, and our first guest is from the Sans Pants Radio Network. It's Jackson Bailey.
Hello.
Hello to you.
That was a very sarcastic hello I gave you.
Yeah.
Hello.
What is your problem? Right off the bat.
Just personality
issues
and stuff.
You got beef right off the bat?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I reckon you got to watch yourself, mate. Our second guest this week is host of the Feed 'Em Bra podcast. It's first time guest, Tim Hewitt.
Ooh. Yes, thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
Jeez, that was respectful.
Yeah,
I liked how respectful that felt.
Not a fucking hint of sarcasm.
And our third guest this week is doing her new show, Concrete Pigs, in Adelaide, Melbourne, and Brisbane over the next few months. It's Prue Blake.
Hello. I really don't know how to treat you.
You've done it just right.
Yeah. You know, great to be here, I guess.
Shit. So I realized after organized you guys to come in, we got Huey, Pruey, and Bailey. It's almost...
It's nearly something.
Yeah. It was nearly worth mentioning.
You open to a new nickname? I think that's a Jewy.
Yeah. I do. Cool. Yeah.
With a D, folks.
Yeah, with a D. Yeah. With a D. Yeah. With a D.
Oh,
morning,
yeah, with
morning
a D.
Jew. Because you love drinking Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, the way the show works is I ask a relatively obscure trivia question. Our contestants have to write convincing fake answer. I then read their answers as well as the real one, and I have to guess which one is correct. First question comes from a couple of different listeners, sent this in independently of each other. We've got Raina Ramirez from London via Cerritos, California. And that's a real international.
What a complex living situation.
Yeah, Raina, person of the world. And Michael Maltman from Limerick, Pennsylvania.
What is going on?
And Rainer and Michael's question is, what does quokka wodger mean?
Quokka wodger.
What does quokka wodger mean? So you got to come up with a convincing fake answer for that. And while they're writing their answers, I'll explain to the listeners how the scoring works. So you get 1 point if your fake answer is guessed by another contestant, and another point if you correctly guess the answer. And by the way, I'm also playing as the house. I've put in two of my own fake answers, often with the help of the question writer. And I get a point for each one of those that our guests choose. So each of us can score up to 3 points per round, which seems fair, but the probability actually favors me, the house. A mathematician told me that earlier on. That's why the three contestants get triple points in the final round to even things up. So anyway, our questions come from our great Patreon supporters. And if you want to submit a question, you can sign up on any level via patreon.com/dogoonpod, which is linked in the show notes. If you do have, if you've submitted questions and you're like, where are my questions? Just hit me up with a DM. Don't bitch about it behind my back.
Pressure the man.
Yeah. I'm very
just private message. Yeah.
Just a quick query, Matt. When you said these two people have both sent you this in, they've done this independent, not knowing of each other.
That's right. That's strange.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we're uncovering an affair.
Yeah, this
is how it all comes out.
Oh, no.
That's a weird word that you've both stumbled across.
Yeah, where would you have come across that word?
What sites are you visiting to get quokka wodger? What's going on there?
Yeah, maybe Raina's partner's like, hang on a second, didn't you just have business in Limerick, Pennsylvania?
Mm, oh, God. Hang on. That sounds like a booming hub for business.
It's a sexy sounding town.
Limerick. I once knew a
sexiest
man
former
from
poem. Yeah.
Nantucket, et cetera.
Et cetera. And you know how the rest goes.
All right, looks like the answers are in here. Jeez, we're off to a hot start looking at these. I think each one I've looked at was better than the last.
So there was a best one.
Okay. Yeah. So who won't tell you the order?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so here's the question. What does quokka wodja mean? A sport celebrated in Perth that involves the flinging of a quokka into a designated wodja. It's a quokking good time.
Okay.
Is the a quokking good time? Is that the official? Just add a bit of stank there.
Yeah. What's the official? What your main code is? What rugby league NRL?
Yeah.
Do they have a slogan? I mean, it used to be probably something Tina Turner said.
Yeah. Simply the best.
Simply the best.
I don't know. They got their hands full, the NRL departments. They don't have time for slogans. They got a lot of scandals. They need to sort of be...
Yeah, the PR team's
flat. Yeah, they're flat out.
Their slogan is, hey, well, let's not worry about that. Hey, can we just go back to what's happening on the field?
Yeah, let's focus on the field.
Tomorrow's a new news cycle, boys.
All right, then we've got nickname for 1942 Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Roger Crocker, a native... to North Carolina, who spoke with a heavy lisp. Okay. You got traditional indigenous term for poor hunter.
Okay.
Mm. A 17th century stone shim used to steady an unbalanced crockery in a fireplace.
What's a shim?
I didn't understand most of those words.
It's really like you've started speaking gibberish.
Quokka wodja, I can follow.
That was clear.
Now, politicians who are not truly representing their constituents, but are instead serving the interests of those who control them, or a name for an early Australian form of sausage comprised mostly of quokka meat and beef offcuts.
Mm. Okay.
So you got obviously the celebrated Perth sport of getting a quokka into the designated wodja.
No more
explanation required, apart from the fact that it's a quokking good time.
You've
got Roger Quokka's nickname. Brooklyn Dodger pitcher with a heavy lisp. A traditional indigenous term for a poor hunter. A 7th century stone shim used to steady an unbalanced crockery in a fireplace. Politicians who are not truly representing their constituents. Or a name for an early sausage, Australian sausage, quokka meat and beef offcuts.
I think a bit of detective work you can do here is two people came up with this independently. So what were they looking up? What are they like? And neither of them were Australian too, right?
That's true.
So
would they be searching?
Exactly. It seems unlikely a couple of them that they would come across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, detective work wise, want to know what sort of lisp would add Wodja to your nickname?
Well, his name was Roger Crocker.
So he would be Quokka Wodja?
He'd be Wodja
Quokka.
Wodja Quokka.
That played for the Dodgers. So he's all got a bit going on. Dodgy Rodge.
I reckon I'm going to lock in the politician not looking after their constituents.
Okay.
That feels like the kind of thing you could come across and then be like, that's a funny word. I'm telling Matt.
Yeah, I know who I'll tell.
Yeah, I know who'd love this.
That feels...
And now we're right.
Interesting to me, because we don't know each other very well, and I was trying to suss out whether you were kind of a political comedian.
Oh, big time.
Well, if this helps you, he's more of a Bigfoot type comedian. He's got interest in Bigfoot, gorillas,
if that helps.
Big hairy beasts, if that helps
you
at all.
If that gives you any extra information.
So the real world.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, so that would imply that you would know what the sausage... You know, that would be a term you'd come across.
Yes, that's
like
true.
That.
Sausages is another one of my many.
That became apparent immediately.
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking, Prue?
I'm thinking the shtim.
Oh, yeah. You're
going for the shtim.
Yeah. 17th century stone shim.
Shim.
Yep.
Yes. Well, I thought, I know the sound of a shim when I hear one. And it's a quokka wodja. I could imagine, you know, if you've propped up your cutlery over the fire and your shim falls over, then the clatter that would ensue. could be described as a cockawatcher.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, the stone shims are thin, flat pieces of stone that can be used to level or adjust the height of a surface to match that of an adjacent surface.
Okay, yeah. So like
that's how I remember it anyway.
Simply. Did you have a mnemonic device to help you remember that?
Yeah, it's probably too long to go in now. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's basically tasty, fat penguins officially satiate the... But it goes on from there. But,
but it rolls off the tongue, obviously.
Yeah. We get it.
Yeah, yeah. You probably know where it goes.
Yeah.
How about you, Huey?
I was leaning towards the shim as well.
Oh, a couple of shimmers.
Yeah. Shim freaks it.
Yeah. You never not catch me not at the shim, man. I'm at the shim 3-4 times a week.
You're very anal about keeping things level, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're always shimming.
You could say.
Yeah. Shim King.
Yeah. My favorite song is Shimmy Shimmy Yah. Yeah. I love the shim, man.
All right, this is who wrote the answers. The sport celebrated in Perth that involves the flinging of a quokka into a designated wodger. That was pretty black.
I like designated. Well, yes. Like, you might have some that are...
That sounded just, sporty,
yeah,
you know?
No, it was good.
To me, it was designated made that.
Yeah.
I loved it start to finish.
Yeah, comment if you also love designated.
Then we had Michael, the question writer, came up with the nickname for pitcher Roger Quokka.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like if the question was formed that way. What does Quokka Wodger mean? It means the nickname
Who is Quokka Wodger?
A traditional indigenous term for a poor hunter that was Huey.
Yeah, ooh. Sorry for trying to be real. I thought it could be Inuit, you know, anything.
Name of early Australian form of sausage. And I think you picked this. Was it Jackson?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
They're like, oh, Bigfoot. Oh, you wrote sausages. The sausage one.
Yeah. That was Huey. Huey locked in immediately.
The leap that took you to go there, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just had sausage on the mind.
Would you eat a sausage made of Bigfoot?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of debate about whether or not you should kill him if you see him. So he is an endangered animal in some places.
But I think probably in all places.
You think there's only one?
No, there would have to be a breeding population of several thousand. Okay, great.
If you think it's endangered in some areas, that means you think there's an abundant supply.
Some areas, you'd be vermin, basically. Yeah, yeah.
New Zealand.
The colder climes.
Like the possums over there. The 17th century stone shim was also written by Michael, a.k.a.
Wow.
The house.
Jeez, he has a way with words.
I forgot you.
Meaning the correct answer is politicians who are not fully representing their constituents.
Okay, well done.
So a point there to Jackson. 2 points to the house after one round.
Did you not add your own this time? You let Michael put in two.
So, sometimes I just let them...
Do their thing.
Let them do their thing.
Someone slip it on the work.
Well, yeah, you got to say, it all depends on how early I start putting this together. And and sometimes it's just about, geez. That's good writing.
Good answer.
Michael.
Yeah,
good writing, Mike. Got to reward good writing.
We got to respect the malt man.
Yeah. Oh,
the malt man.
Which, of course, will suggest that the ones that I've written later means I didn't respect their answer. And I don't want to cast aspersions. It's really just about how I'm feeling in the moment. And I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings in any way. Yeah.
Quokka Wodger sounds like a term that they'd seen, like Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a real quokka wodger.
Okay.
It's like, and a politician will never come back from that.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew you were going to get into that accent perfectly on quokka wodger, didn't you?
No.
The next question comes from Emmy White from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Emmy's question is, name a sea creature and what is unique about them? So you've just got to make up the name of a sea creature.
Okay.
Something about them that's unique.
And one of them will be real.
And one of them will be real. Okay. Yes, that's
fabulous.
Right.
Okay.
I saw a really great video on TikTok the other day of someone crocheting, and they had a headlamp on that looked like one of...
That's awesome.
Oh, that's
awesome. It was so beautiful.
I reckon I'd get tricked by that.
You're like, that's a fish.
I'm like, what's that like? Like, I've got a curious soul.
While you're writing your answers, here's some more info on quokka wodgers. According to Michael, the origin of quokka wodger... It originates from 19th century British slang and was used to describe a wooden puppet controlled by strings. In politics, it's been used metaphorically to refer to a politician who is controlled by others, much like a puppet is controlled by its puppeteer.
Mm.
Which I think is how it becomes like quite a brutal... You don't want to be called a quokka wodger.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was a tricky one, I thought.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. Got to think of a whole sea creature.
Yeah, and you got
how many of them are there?
Give it a unique feature,
something special about it. Yeah, and there's already so many good ones. The pistol shrimp, that guy, you know, he's a big punch.
Please do not stumble upon the right answer, Jackson. You're making me sweat right now.
But how can there even be a right answer for this question? Oh, one's real.
One. Same with the whole concept of the show.
I was like, just the best idea.
Whatever's funniest, yeah.
A little pitch to God.
It's amazing, like, every other week on this show, there's a new animal I've never heard of. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm getting towards being an old man, and I'm still discovering these new animals.
There are so many.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I feel like I'm alive.
Have you seen those videos of how clams swim?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's so beautiful.
I've seen a few wet clams. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. You mean it's bright red for the listeners?
Yeah.
The brow starting to sweat. Yeah, oh, my God.
Bit crass, bit crude, apologies.
Oh, no.
All right. You're answering for question number two. Name a sea creature and what is unique about them? Grant's goblin trout, which has a frog-like blow-up throat.
Okay.
I got horse shrimp, a deep sea shrimp that uses other sea life to transport it far distances.
Interesting, considering that you just brought up shrimp.
Oh, when?
That's true. I did bring up shrimp. I brought up the pistol shrimp.
Oh,
but that's like the famous weird sea creature.
Pistol shrimp? I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Listen,
is it about to come up as your answer?
You got the warty comb jelly, the only animal with a disappearing anus.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Peanut butter jellyfish. As a defense mechanism, it splooges out poisonous brown and red ooze.
Okay.
Wow.
Rigid Gary Groper, a fish that gets rock hard when frightened. Or the shifty spliff, a small bottom feeding fish that often goes through long periods of inactivity.
Okay. My first thought was the comb jelly, but how do you lose an anus?
Mm.
Don't starfishes do that anyway? Would they have an anus and a mouth?
That's a chocolate starfish.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think the chocolate starfish disappears.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You can't pack it away.
Yeah, tricky.
Any thoughts, Huey?
I'm intrigued by the peanut butter jellyfish. That's I assume from America.
Yeah.
Danny, when you find them on the Barrier Reef, they're peanut butter and jam. But
that's right.
Yeah.
I love our cultural differences.
Yeah, crazy like that. Yeah, and I'm always...
They say sidewalk, we say footpath.
It's wild stuff.
It is. It's so great.
I do like it when a sea creature shoots goop, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like that a lot.
I think it, as a defense mechanism, that's one of the great ones.
It is one of the best.
One of the cooler things you can do. Blow out goop when you're scared.
So you...
I'm maybe not leaning towards it, but I was intrigued by it.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
What else did we have?
You had Grant's goblin trout.
Yeah.
Horse shrimp.
Horse shrimp. Oh, that's the one that trots around. I like that idea.
Gets around, it's like surfs on other sea life. You've got wart comb jelly, the one with the disappearing anus. Rigid Gary Groper, gets rock hard. And the shifty spliff.
Yeah.
Bottom feeder.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're all incredible animals. I think I will go with the groper that gets rock hard.
Rock hard, yeah.
Yeah, like a puffer fish. Yeah, Richard Gary Groper, yeah. It's just something about it. I think it could be a winner, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great selection. I think imagine putting all these in an aquarium.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what, that one with the anus that disappears, you'd want it in the tank with the Richard Gary. Yeah.
And the splooger as well.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would be, you know how people get high and go to the aquarium? Everyone would be like, I don't remember taking anything.
This tank is crazy.
It's wild.
What are you thinking, Prue?
I was also leaning towards the groper, but I think I'm going to pivot just to kind of diversify our chances against the house.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go horse shrimp.
Horse shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Locking on for Prue.
Saddle Club fan from back in the day.
You're a horse girl?
I mean, my parents couldn't afford a horse, but I definitely played horse in several kind of young like acting performances.
Oh, okay, played all. Yeah, gotcha.
Were you the whole horse, or was it like a pantomime horse situation?
It was like, you know, young girls hanging out in the playground. Oh, like you're pretending just kind of galloping around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did that skipping. With Super Smash Brothers, so I get it.
Yeah.
I played as Lanky Kong, who's not in Super Smash Brothers, but is the orangutan Donkey Kong guy.
You are? Bigfoot.
Why did I pick that?
That's Bigfoot crazy. Apes. It's always been in your
DNA. It's all there. It's all there. Yeah.
So, in the playground.
Yeah.
In the playground, we would be like, we're like the Mario characters. And yeah, my friends would be like, I'm Mario because he's like the main guy.
Yeah.
And I would be like, yeah, I'm Lanky Kong, the freak ape.
Wow.
And then I would pretend to walk on my hands like he did in Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah. And what you went to
school? I also pretended to be Jar Jar Binks sometimes.
Do you just start at school?
Was it start?
No, it was just like a regular rural primary school.
Fair assumption, though.
It does feel like the kind of school that might just let you go on, have a go out there.
Make up your own character.
I don't understand what a starter school is, to be honest.
It is fraught declaring a character at school, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We also used to play Sailor Moon. I don't know if you know the anime Sailor Moon. And I famously am on tape as saying, I'll be Sailor Stupider instead of Jupiter. We're like, damn.
Oh, that's good. That'll never
That's going to stick with you.
Yeah, that's branded me for life. I had to get a PhD just to get away from the stigma.
Yeah, I mostly just played like footy and cricket.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet.
But you know, as characters, I guess.
Must be upsetting for you to end up in the same place. That's all the nerds.
Yeah, I play a few characters like Kappa.
Pretend to be Alfie Langer out there.
That leaves just you, Jackson. What do you want?
I'm going to. I don't know why, but it just struck me the first time. The fellow with the disappearing anus.
Okay.
The wart comb or whatever.
Warty comb jelly.
The sea does crazy shit like that. So he could have an anus that just goes.
It's the one that doesn't feel like a. Has the rhythm of a proper name, does it? Warty comb jelly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that's a real random name generator sounding
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, this is who wrote the answers. Grant's gobbling trout. That was Huey.
Mm.
Wow.
Interesting. I thought it was good.
Then we had the Shifty Spliff. That was Prue Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah, I mean.
What did that do?
That one.
Just kind of lazy.
Just hung out the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. A real unique trait about it. It often goes through long periods of inactivity. Yeah, one of the only animals to do that. Yeah.
You and me both, Shifty Spliff.
Yeah. Forget what you've heard about fish famously having to always be moving.
Yeah, always on the go.
That's what makes this one so unique. Yeah,
yeah. You got the peanut butter jellyfish with the splooge. That was Emmy, aka the house. That was a team game. Emmy came up with a name. I came up with a splooge.
Interesting.
And that really brought it home.
Yeah, that made it.
The horse shrimp, which Prue went for, that was Jackson Daly.
Oh, that was my first instinct.
You, and I was you nearly undone. Oh, you nearly undid me.
You were sweating when she
said me. I was white knuckling it on
the
table.
But then I thought you had said, when you started talking pistol shrimp, Matt said, we might give away the answer. And I thought, well, it's probably a shrimp.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Whoops.
Sorry
about that. Rigid Gary Groper, which we went for. That was the house.
Okay.
Anything about things gone rock hard. That's a real tell for me.
Well,
you're a first timer here, so.
Yeah.
Then that means Jackson is correct. It's the warty comb jelly. Such a poorly named animal, I think.
Yeah, terrible. Insulting.
But it was only recently found out that these have disappearing
What does that
anuses.
Mean?
It like literally disappears.
Why lose it?
It creates
where does
itself.
It go?
it only creates itself when it poops, and then it goes away, and it comes back when it poops.
That's awesome. That's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I've done like a fair bit of fishing and stuff. And I would say on most fish, it's quite hard to be like, there it is, that beautiful dog. Like, you wouldn't say they're the most...
the most anus-heavy
animal. I just like to imagine guys like, where's it gone?
It disappeared.
Like, he's really looking out for them.
I think you could tell you're a big fisher because your answer has...
It was a homage to the Grant's Guides to Fishes.
Yeah,
which is a book.
You had fish names.
as every fish. That's wasn't much to read on the boat growing up.
All right, here's question three. This comes from Ashley Van Morick from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Second Pennsylvanian question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of the hip-hop album created by fast food chain Wendy's that was released in March of 2018? So this is the American Wendy's, not our ice cream Wendy's. They're more of like a burger joint chain. They somehow released a hip-hop album.
Okay.
In 2018. What was the name of it? While you're writing your answer, I'll let the...
What does Wendy's even serve in America? It's like burgers.
It's burgers, stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's a burgers, you know. It's, you know, I think it's McDonald's-ish.
Yeah.
You've already got your answer in pre. Let me tell you about these jellyfish.
Please.
This is from an article on Salon. Anna Rogers writes, staring at a comb jelly, it's not very obvious which end is mouth and which is butt. If you keep watching a comb jelly, you may be able to tell which end is the butt, because you'll see it eat and you'll also see it poop. Isn't this written really beautifully?
Yes. How often does it poop? Like,
well, yeah. I'll get to that.
Oh my okay, God. Wow.
A great question.
Thank you.
However, unless you have a microscope trained on the jelly's rear end, you wouldn't necessarily be aware of a vanishing act you just witnessed. A few years ago, researchers discovered that the warty comb jelly has a disappearing anus. Every time a warty comb jelly needs to poop, very scientific language this.
Yeah.
The outer skin and the digestive system fuse to form an opening. Then, after the poop is completed, the nexus vanishes without a trace. Making and unmaking an anus sounds like such an ordeal, but that you might imagine comb jellies poop rarely. However, comb jellies are constant consumers and thus frequent poopers. Exactly how often the comb jelly poop scales with its body size. In a large adult comb jelly, the transient anus appears and disappears about every hour. The tiniest of comb jellies, only a fifth of a centimeter long, Jesus, that's small.
Tiny.
They form and then reabsorb their anuses every 10 minutes. Still, even though, even these
tiny... What the hell? Just keep it around.
What are you doing? What are you kidding?
What are you saving here? Every 10 minutes?
Yeah, if it was once a day, sure. Yeah, get rid of the anus.
Maybe it just goes straight through unless they lock it in.
True.
It says that the disappearing and pooping takes a few minutes. So yeah, what are we saying? 3 minutes on, 7 minutes off?
That's absurd.
Yeah. I'd love to know what it feels like.
Oh yeah.
It's like, can you imagine the jelly when you're like busting, you're like, come on, yeah. You're waiting the 3 minutes for your asshole.
I can see this being a basis of a bit that you come up with soon, Prue. This feels like
an affinity for this water comb jelly.
Next festival show is gonna be called goop jelly or whatever.
It's
going to
be called Prue Blake and Disappearing Anus.
All right, it looks like the answers are in. Oh, do you want to quickly tell, what's your thing about the thing?
Oh, I just thought the logo for Wendy's looks like Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, it does too.
Mm.
Yeah. I wonder if the...
wonder if they're any relation.
Wendy and Pippi? You know, it sounds like it could be.
Yeah. Is she a Longstocking? I would love to know.
Yeah, that's right. It could be. We don't see her surname on the signage.
Yeah, that's true. We only got the first name.
All right, the answers are in. So, Wendy's released a hip-hop album for some reason in the year 2018. What was it called? Meet Me Outside the Wendy's? Meet spelled
pun.
With,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the A in
sure.
It.
Yeah.
Burger and Shake It, USA. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Chicken McNuggets. I added the Mick in there.
Yeah.
It just says nuggets, but yeah. I apparently can't say nuggets.
Giving it to McDonald's.
Yeah. I was going to say bad business decision.
Yeah. Unless it's a diss track.
Yeah, that's true.
We Beefin'? Question mark.
Yeah, I like that.
Bam Bam Square Burger Fam.
Okay.
Guess they're famously square burgers there. Or Concrete Jungle Thick Shake Your Booty. Concrete in inverted commas.
Yeah, okay. All spectacular.
Really great names.
This could be the track listing.
Yeah.
Be outside the Wendy's, Burger and Shake It USA, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Chicken Nuggets, We Beefin', Bam Bam Square Burger Fam, or Concrete Jungle Thick Shake Your Booty.
We Beefin' does feel, it feels like that's a skit in the middle of the take a little break for a skit.
Oh, I hate the skits. Stay in your lane.
Absolutely.
All right. Prue, did you go first? I've lost count.
I don't know if I've gone first, but I'm happy to dip a toe in the pool.
Yeah, great.
I like the sound of thick shaking your booty. Do they sell thick shanks at Wendy's?
Great question.
Surely. I think it's one of their big ones.
Yeah, right.
Is it? Okay. Who's really selling it? I hate that. Yeah, I hate that title now.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, I think that I looked up their menu before when I was writing my fake answer.
And you thought, one of these menu items is still my menu.
Yeah, so, no, there were thick shakes, burgers, salads.
Okay.
Nuggets.
Mm. I think I'm going to go Meet Me at the Wendy's.
Meet Me.
Because it feels like the most corporate attempt.
Yeah, very true.
At a hip-hop album. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, hip-hop albums famously love puns.
Yeah. Yeah, and audio format. Yeah. As well. Yeah. Great, lock it in that for Prue. What do you think, Jackson?
I'm thinking 2018... I feel like maybe, I don't know if this is true, but like beefing to have a beef was like maybe people were saying that online. You know, I can see that maybe I mean, the era, I don't, we've been saying it for a long time. Yeah. But
Beef the Show came out very recently.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe
I don't think Beef died.
But maybe it started in 2018. Anyway, okay. I'm thinking we beefing. We beefing because it feels, yeah, I'm going we beefing.
All right, locking that in for Jackson. What about you, Huey?
Well, the concrete, because aren't they called like concrete shakes or something?
Yeah, that is like the ice cream, the concrete. Yeah.
Knowing about knows. Wendy's would have been really useful. Yeah, you have like a,
a real aficionado. I have a
fat kid mindset. I'm just searching around the world. You are. Imagine if I could be at a Wendy's right now.
That is, I would say, my main form of YouTube content is watching people eat American fast food.
It is good. Mm. I agree.
But Wendy's doesn't appeal to me, really.
It makes me sick when they sit in their car. Especially if they have gloves on. That's the next level. But they're just like...
Yeah. I don't mind the car.
It's pretty spicy.
Eat with gloves.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find it
sorry.
Worse when it's cold at home.
What else was there, Matt? The wee beefin'. What was the wham bam? I mean, it's so lame. Like corporate stuff. Like fam was probably huge in 2018.
Yeah, there was Bam Bam Square Burger Fam.
Yeah, I'm going with that. Right. Yeah, it sounds horrific. So that's an advertising person that thinks a good idea to make a Wendy's rap album would do.
The original idea would have probably been awesome and like the original creative, and then it gets passed up the chain and all the edges are getting...
Can you add something hip?
Needs a punt.
Yeah.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Burger and Shake It USA. That was Jackson Bailey.
Oh, that was good.
I don't know.
Concrete jungle thick shake your booty was Huey.
Yeah.
And I liked how he's still selling it.
I just thought I'd leave that in. If anyone wants to change their mind.
I am aware that they do have thick shakes.
I'm pretty sure.
And concrete.
Yeah. My beautiful dark twisted chicken McNuggets. God damn, I still got it. That was the house. I literally have written nuggets, but I can't.
Yeah, McDonald's does have supremacy in the nugget game.
And if there's anyone that brands love to attach themselves to, it's Kanye West.
Yeah. 2018 Kanye.
Absolutely stable.
I think in 2018 he was still. He lost all those things in the last couple of years because he had them in 2018.
That's true.
Okay, if you think about it. Yeah. Okay, Huey, it's actually a really good.
Did you look up when that album came out? My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
No, that's a good point.
Before 2018.
Yeah.
But and it would have, I mean...
I couldn't... I don't want to tell you the exact date.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention that the album was made by Weird Al as well. So that's probably where my mind was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Bam Bam Square Burger Fam. Huey went for that. That was Prue-y.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Huey plays
drum. They have square
Prue-y's
burgers.
They have
hands.
Square burgers. And I wasn't giving anything away about how much I know about Wendy's menu.
Meet Me Outside the Wendy's. Prue went for that. That was Ashley, the question writer, aka The House.
Oh, very good, Ashley.
aka The House. You really put some stank on that.
I don't know when that started, but it was early, and now I don't even realize I'm saying like that. House. And that means Jackson is again correct.
What?
It's Wee Beefin'.
That's crazy. Oh.
Wow.
I love the fact that they've got an album. Specifically hip hop.
It feels like it's from that time where all of the brands were like, "We're not brands, we're guys."
Remember when they're all like, "We're gonna make a fried chicken scented candle."
Oh, that's right. Or the fried chicken gaming console. You remember that? The KFC on sale.
That's right. They also did a.
I wanted that so bad.
KFC released a romantic novel at one point, which was a previous question on
the
show.
Oh, they did
the
telenovela as well, yeah, which I really enjoyed.
They're going all out, KFC. It's
really interesting. All right. Well, after three rounds, the scores are Huey on 0, Prue on 1.
Yes.
Down in the front, game. Equal on 4 points. It's Jackson in the house.
Unbelievable.
All right, we're up to question number four. This one comes from Paul McNally from Waterford in Ireland. Here we go.
Finally, some
we've
diversity.
Moved off the, from the American continent. We've moved from the American land.
Yeah.
You know when you leave space for another word and you don't need one? Yeah. Damn it. All right, Paul McNally's question is, how did Hans Steininger, the mayor of Braunau am Inn in Austria, die in 1567? Apologies for any Austrians listening. I don't know if I nailed any of those words, but how did Hans Steininger die? He was an Austrian mayor in 1567. Died in a weird way. You're just going to write how he died. While you're writing your answers, here's a little more info about Wee Beefin. According to Ashley, upon release, the song Rest in Greece debuted on Spotify's Global Viral 50 and is the song's highest charting position. Isn't that interesting? All right, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back and the answers are in. Here is question number four. How did Hans Steininger, mayor of Braunau and Im, or Amim, neither of those. And a place in Austria. How did he die in 1567? A mishap involving the gigantic Meryl scissors left him completely beheaded. Completely beheaded.
I reckon they had Meryl scissors back then.
Well, these were, they made them big back then.
That's just regular scissors.
He had a heart attack after laughing for 25 minutes straight at a play put on for the Harvest Festival. They killed that Harvest Festival.
So crushed.
I'd love to kill that
Harvest Festival. He choked on his own wisdom tooth. He
crazy for that to anyway. Keep going.
to get you
to last 500 years. We all still talking. That was so crazy, dude. Like it was acting for you.
He was attacked by the town's Alsatian during the Spring Harvest Festival. The Alsatian would predict the harvest, however, the festivities turned sour in the freak attack on the mayor.
Interesting that this Harvest Festival keeps coming up.
They love festivals.
In Austria? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Big harvest country.
They're always harvesting.
They love a plate to say the harvest country. He was so excited about wearing mayoral robes that he refused to take them off, even when sleeping and showering. He suffocated in them on a hot summer's night. Or he tripped over his own beard, escaping a house fire, and broke his neck.
Oh, I think it's that one.
Locking it in?
Yeah, locking it in.
Yeah.
The wisdom tooth one is so disturbing to me that I want to pick that one. I think the idea of having a tooth in your throat is horrible.
Yeah, no good.
It'd be bad. It'd be like chewing a tooth. Imagine chewing a tooth. Rattling it around in your teeth.
That'd be like your teeth turning cannibal.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be doing that to themselves.
You shouldn't need teeth.
No. That leaves you, Huey.
What were the two harvests?
You had heart attack, laughing, 25 minutes straight, Alsatian.
I'm going to go with the heart attack because, like, just prayers up. Prayers up to all the ones that paved the way for what we get to do now. they were killing back then, and we just walk amongst their shadows.
Hans Steininger, our patron saint. Pay our respects.
Yeah, I'm actually doing the Brumfallen Fringe this year, and we're going to be doing a shout out for the jesters there. Yeah, the jesters were fucking. They did not care about PC back then. The jesters, they were crazy.
Well, they were able to work in their sacred circle, which I think of as our state as well.
You
in a lot of ways.
You cannot make a mayor laugh for 25 minutes anymore because of woke.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I've said some of his he was laughing at. I've said them recently, and everyone's too afraid to laugh. They want to because it's funny,
of course.
But they're all like, "Oh, we'll probably get cancelled if we do."
It's like, I guess you have to live in the Black Forest to get that one.
All right, here's where the answers. Attacked by the town's Alsatian during the spring harvest festival. That was Huey.
I think that was a beautiful.
I was tempted.
I really thought that was getting on the board.
The dog predicted the harvest.
Yeah, it was like a Groundhog Day gone.
I could believe
gone
that.
Wrong.
Mm, and I love another when they harvest get these animals
exactly
in the list.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Matt Stewart's had the right answer, and then he's basing his house.
I don't fall for that crap. I actually do sometimes, but accidental.
Talk down on your creativity.
The Meryl scissors that left him completely beheaded. That phrasing really tickled me there. That was Jackson Bailey.
Yeah.
just didn't behead him. It left him completely beheaded.
The logistics of chopping your own head off with mayoral scissors
slipping on a banana peel.
I was trying to remember what you called the ribbon that they cut and what that ribbon's for.
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
I don't know. It feels like it should. Really? Ribbon.
Yeah.
Open for business.
Yeah.
Business ribbon.
Business ribbon.
That's the mayor version of seppuku. When they bring great dishonor.
Yeah.
They have to cut their head off with a barrel.
Put it rested on the bow as well.
Wearing the robes and refusing to take them off until he died. That was the house. The house also wrote the one, Paul in particular, about laughing to death at the Harvest Festival.
Jeez, you've
just been just sucked into the house's crap over and over.
Underdog, though. You're the underdog.
You'll
bring it back.
Thanks, man.
We believe in
it.
I need this so bad.
I'm on your side.
Jackson went for choked on his own wisdom tooth. That was Prue Blake.
Well done.
I like how you picked it. Huey ruled it out instantly.
I mean,
that's the way I like to play it. Divide the players.
And that means Prue was correct. He tripped over his own beard, escaping a house fire, breaking his neck.
You just had that,
I just sounded like a sexy way to go.
Yeah, that is hot. That is a hot way to go out. That's a big beard.
You got heaps to go, Matt, before you
have
the pleasure of going out that way so you can be remembered on that's niche podcast in 500 years.
Well, you've got to really adjust your posture when walking.
Yeah. And forehead on the ground.
All right. That gives Prue 2 points that round. So now Huey's on, still yet to score. Prue's on 3. Jack's on 4. House out in front on 5 points. Just 3 questions to go here. Question number 5 comes from CJ Tour. From Chicago in Illinois. Ah, the Windy City. Mm-hmm. And CJ's question is, appearing in USA Comics number 1, what was the character Robert Frank's superhero alter ego name, and how did he get his powers? What was his origin story? So Robert Frank gets superpowers. What's his alter ego's name, his superhero name, and how did he get his powers? And while you're writing your answers, here's some more info about Hans Steininger. According to Atlas Obscura, Steininger was a popular mayor serving multiple terms, but in 1567 he met an, ignominious end. On September the 28th of that year, there was a large fire in the town that caused a general panic. He usually kept his prodigious beard hair rolled up and stuffed in a pocket. But during the commotion...
This man, I'm going to look him up. He sounds sexy
There's
as hell.
There's a big statue of him in the town, which is a bit of fun.
With the hair in the pocket? The beard in the pocket?
Yeah, the beard is... Yeah, awesome. Big beard. I don't know if it's going in the pocket or if it's under his feet tripping. he normally had it in his pocket, but amongst the commotion, he was running around with it hanging free and easy. In the midst of the chaos, he managed to step on his own beard, sending him tumbling down a flight of stairs, breaking his neck, meaning he was killed by his own beard. According to Paul, the question writer, his beard is on display in a local museum in Braunau am Inn to this day. Another fact about the town, Hitler was born there.
Mm. Okay.
Paul says that's not the most fun fact. I don't know, Paul. It's
still fun.
Still, interesting in its way. All right. The answer in for question number 5, appearing in USA Comics number 1. What was the character Robert Frank's superhero alter ego name, and how did he get his powers? Alter ego name, Frank Lloyd Wright. And he got his powers of design because his mother didn't love him. The Whizzer. He got his powers after receiving a blood transfusion from a mongoose. Rocket Man. After a terrible helicopter crash, not one of those good ones, the army replaced his feet with rockets.
Okay. That's Sandy.
Greg Diesel. He was hypnotized by an evil showman into believing he is a race car.
That's awesome to get a new superhero name and give yourself a new first name.
And finally, that could be Greg, too.
Mom and Dad really cooked and really botched this.
I've always wanted to be Greg. Now's my chance.
The Pleasurer. Has the ability to give anyone orgasms with a point and gained his powers when accidentally falling into a superhero swinger's cuddle puddle. Or 3D Man. He read a 3D comic book and its power transformed over to him. It gave him no 3D powers, but instead super strength and flight. Okay, so you got Frank Lloyd Wright, right?
No, sorry.
Oh, you got a question on 3D Man?
Yes, sorry. So he's not 3D, but he has power?
He has power of super strength and flight, but he is 3D Man. Just based on that's where he got his power
origin.
From. Yeah.
From
being, okay.
Wouldn't that be 3D. Exhausting? He's going around having to explain it. Wait, why are you 3D, man?
Can you see my bones? Or nothing like that.
You're clearly a 2D character.
Getting to the point where you're like, I actually am 3D.
Yeah, I can see you. I can see you through your skin or whatever.
Yeah. Is that what 3D powers would do?
I would imagine. Like 3D, powers. I don't know. Feels like you would just get visual powers.
Right.
Because you can already see 3D.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, in a way, we've all got this power.
Really cool. 3D power. Pretty
standard. But he didn't get that.
Okay, he didn't.
He's seen everything in 2D? Who knows?
So you got Frank Lloyd Wright, The Whizzer, Rocket Man, Greg Diesel, The Pleasurer, or 3D Man?
I think I'm going to go The Whizzer. It sounds like a joke name, but it also sounds like the kind of name things could have in the 50s. So yeah, I'm going to say The Whizzer.
Okay, you said the 50s. How did you know that? Is it from the 50s?
Didn't you say Action Comics
number one? Wasn't that in the question?
Oh, no, I said USA Comics number one.
Oh, I don't know. USA Comics number one feels like a 50s comic.
Okay.
That's not no prior knowledge.
I'm like, what
you
the
said
heck?
USA Comics number one.
Something slip here, mate.
Comics aren't named that anymore. So I just assumed it was the
1950s. Oh, okay. You were wrong. It's 1941.
Yeah, you're feeling really
stupid right now. Didn't come on this podcast to be humiliated.
The Whizzer. All right, what about
that? Was
you?
The mongoose one, right?
Yeah, mongoose blood.
That one is good.
That one, yeah, I like that one.
That one is good. But in the 40s, were there rockets yet? I guess they were working.
Hopefully.
A lot of rockets. I feel like the rockets for feet, that's Astro Boy.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Great point.
But maybe that came after. Maybe Rocket Man walked, so Astro
Boy. Yeah, you think Astro Boy. You're one of those rare Asia got ripped off by America ones. Do you like how I went very general there, not knowing the backstory to Astro Boy?
It was safe. Played it safe.
Yeah.
Where is Astro Boy from? Japan. That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah. I mean, they're all really cool.
Imagine
really
all of these in an aquarium. That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, you know, they'd be so cramped.
Yeah. Little harem.
I'd love to see all of these fight the fish that we came up with earlier. Yeah. Who would win out of the Whizzer or the peanut butter jellyfish?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I know who wrote the Frank Lloyd Wright one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll give you a point if you can guess that.
Maybe someone doing a whole show about urban design and town planning at the comedy festival. Yeah.
Oh, just Frank was on the brain.
Yeah. Oh, sorry to blow up your spot, Prue, but I'm going to guess Prue.
Okay. Yep.
Just to get me off the donut.
Yeah, get a point.
I mean, the Whiz is good. I'll go with the Rocket Feet Boy.
Rocket Feet Boy. You probably had a more interesting name than Rocket Man. Which I think is what the Elton John song might have been about.
Yeah,
this character.
He was just a fan.
All right. Do you two want to have a guess at what one of the others is as well?
Can you just read them all really quickly?
Frank Lloyd Wright, The Whizzer, Rocket Man, Greg Diesel, The Pleasurer, 3D Man. Like, do you two want to have a guess at what maybe Huey wrote?
Huey really laughed at Greg Diesel, which makes me think he wrote it.
I was thinking the same.
You both thought
the same.
Love that. All right. Here's who wrote the answer.
I haven't even looked at it. Have I looked at an answer?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, okay. If you want to take over hosting, crew.
The correct one.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I think 3D Man.
3D Man. Looking that in for Prue.
3D would have been blowing people's minds in the 40s.
That's like the meta stand-up show for 1940s comics.
All right. Here's who wrote the answers. Frank Lloyd Wright. Huey thought Prue wrote that and was correct.
Yes.
Huey on the board. Then we had a Rocket Man, which Huey went for. That was actually CJ, aka The House.
It's going to be The Wizard, damn it.
Then we had both Jackson and Prue thought Huey wrote Greg Diesel, but no, that was CJ and The House. CJ had the origin story of being hypnotized. I used Brownlow medalist Greg Williams, aka the Diesel, as my inspiration for the name. Yeah. But the real one Huey wrote was The Pleasure of.
Yeah.
I thought Cuddle Puddle might have sent Huey's way.
Yeah. I've actually blanked that one out. Yeah.
All the goop from all the superheroes. Yeah. Like,
the red and brown goop.
Yeah.
Prue went for 3D Man. That was Jackson. And yes, that does mean that The Wizzer was correct.
I think I knew that, unfortunately.
Now, that's when you said 50s. I'm like, hang on a second.
I think I knew about The Wizzer. He got mongoose blood, and I don't think he's the only superhero who got powers from mongoose blood.
Very
that was just something in the
mongoose 40s. And Wizzer, there's no sort of direct connection there.
He's whizzing around.
Yeah, like a mongoose.
I guess. Like those little ferrets that chase the balls. Yeah. Did you ever have that toy?
Oh, yeah. It would make a kind of noise.
It just goes forever.
So that means two for Jackson, one for Huey, and one for The House.
How did I get two? Oh, well, my finger
picked. I guess.
That's right.
All right. So two rounds to go. Quick score update. Huey on the board. 1 point.
Good luck.
Be nice.
Prue on three, but out in front, equal on 6 points. It's Jackson and The House. All right. Question number six. Second last question. This is from Will via Kia. I don't know if that's Will has written it via Kia or the name is Will via Kia, but that's okay.
Via the Kia Cerato.
Yes.
On board.
Kia, send a message to us.
Yeah, pause podcast.
This is a longish one. The question is DDT Pro Wrestling. It's like apparently it's like a Japanese comedy championship wrestling competition.
Okay.
Has a belt known as the Iron Man Heavy Metalweight Championship. This title has changed hands over 1,600 times in the last 24 years, as the holder of the belt must defend it anytime, any place, anywhere, and against anyone. But what was so unusual about the 1,000th title reign that took place on April 29th, 2014? So there's this funny...
I like the concept.
Yeah, funny wrestling thing. What was unusual about the 1,000th title reign, which took place on April 29th, 2014. While you're writing your answers, let me tell you more about The Whizzer. According to CJ, The Whizzer was a character published by Timely Comics, and Timely eventually became Marvel. So he is now in the Marvel Universe. He was a member of the World War II superhero team, the Liberty Legion, alongside fellow 40s characters like the Red Raven, Miss America, the Thin Man, and Bucky. Yes, that Bucky. Captain America's pal, the Winter Soldier, etc. The Whizzer is also kind of in the MCU. He appeared in the second season of Jessica Jones as an untrustworthy medical patient who may or may not be lying about his mongoose-given super speed. And of course, the name Whizzer is unfortunate because to whiz is American slang for to go pee. Mm. And this character has a bright yellow costume.
I thought you were going to say bright yellow urine, like a real Barocca.
He is not hydrated at all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Wiz has crossed over. I think if some, you know, no one really says they're going for a Wiz here, do they? They'll not say really. Piss.
But if somebody said it, I'd know what they meant.
Yeah.
People will say they're going to drain the main vein. Yeah. That's probably the most common way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if I had a dollar.
A slash is probably maybe the actual. Is that the most
chuck
common?
Chuck a piss? I feel like that's
chuck a piss is good.
Yeah.
I'm going to the toilet.
Toy.
You gotta go to the tootie.
I'm going to toot. Do not ask me what I'm doing in there.
Yeah, if you're not specifying piss, that's a dangerous
that's
game.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to. I just don't think you want to put that image in people's minds.
Yeah, none of you have to grow your own anus.
Well, then I think people might be interested.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Is that time of the hour?
Start selling tickets.
All right, answering for question number six, DDT Pro Wrestling in Japan, a championship belt, blah, blah, blah. What was so unusual about the 1,000th title reign that took place April 29th, 2014? The current champion took off the belt in a department store change room when another customer mistook it as an item for sale. Once they tried it on, they were crowned the new champion.
Ooh, I love that way of getting it.
Great, but scary.
But then a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, yeah. That like now you wouldn't want it for that long, would you? You'd be living your life in fear.
I like someone being like, "Ooh, this looks swanky." Yeah, yeah,
this is you just need something to hold. This will do the job nicely. Another option. The belt was transferred after a challenger beat the title holder in an airplane bathroom on a flight from Tokyo to Osaka.
No.
Quick flight.
Yeah.
The championship changed hands on the International Space Station after the 999th champion, astronaut Takao Doi, who had won the championship a week earlier while attending an event, was pinned by British astronaut Todd Erickson while he slept.
Okay, that's a lot of effort to put in if it was either of you.
Really? You it was really one-upping the airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
Next option, it was between two dogs.
Okay.
Japan's crazy.
Then you got the physical belt itself was declared a champion after it landed on the incapacitated incumbent champion's chest and the referee counted to three. Or the winner of the belt was 7 years old and continues to hold the record for fastest KO. All right, so who wants to have a crack? You want to have a crack here, Huey? So you got dressing room. The airplane bathroom, space station, between two dogs. I think Zach Galifianakis was there for that one. What the fuck, man?
Between two dogs is a great talk show. No, that's awesome. Two untrained dogs.
Yeah, that's great.
Physical belt, one or seven-year-old champion.
I think that for the 1,000th, they would have been like, this is cool. I think the belt won it. I think they wanted to set it up for the belt to win.
Wow.
For the 1,000th.
I really thought you were going for the 1,000th. I thought they'd do something really special. Two dogs.
Two dogs. I thought that's where it was going to.
Hey, Japan, they know
they
could being do it. Crazy.
Yeah, they know good TV. The Japanese know.
That would have been really popular, actually.
Yeah.
Bringing
adorable.
Back illegal dog fights. Yeah.
It would be...
Dog wrestling.
Dog wrestling.
No, this is... It's different.
There are holds barred here.
And in case you didn't notice, it's comedy wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, how terrifying, though, if you're sleeping on a space station and someone challenges
you.
Fucking go.
Zero G. Yeah.
Also, I thought you'd have to be pretty focused to be an astronaut. Oh, just give me a sec. I'm just going to win this.
And you're traveling with it. They're like, you've got the smallest amount of luggage, but you got.
You're bringing the belt?
Yeah, of course. Can't give up the belt.
I have to bring the belt.
You're probably bringing the belt because you think in space.
Yeah.
No one's coming for me.
I'm going to have it for a record amount of time.
I reckon the airplane bathroom. That's what I'm putting my money
looking
on.
That in.
That's the vibe for me. That would also be scary.
Yes. Yeah. Someone barging in the bathroom.
Give me the belt. Oh, shouldn't have worn it. Shouldn't have worn it to the toilet. Yeah. That was their first mistake.
Yeah. Different kind of Mile High Club.
Someone say a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pooh?
I'm leaning towards the dressing room. It's an image that intrigues me.
Fair.
I like
that one.
I like it a lot.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Winner was a 7-year-old with the fastest KO record. That was Prue.
No.
It was good. I was close to picking
like
that one.
Like a quick little kid?
Yeah, that's fun.
And you can imagine them being like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Give it to the kid. The next person.
Give me that belt, kid. The space station, International Space Station, that was Will, a.k.a. The House.
Okay. Mm. Is that the one with all the names?
Yeah, Todd Erickson. I wonder if they're real people. Takao Doi. That's such a sick name. Surname's Doi.
Doi.
Love it. Yeah, love it.
The House also wrote the one about the change room.
No.
Yeah.
Got it.
I wasn't sure if that you would that would be accepted because it like is it just it,
they just took
is it,
it
whoever has the belt?
No, I think as someone with no sporting prowess. It spoke to me that it might have been.
I like it. And I don't know if this is written, you know, like WWE and stuff. Where isn't that all just fully scripted? I don't know if this is a scripted one or if it is just a fun, basically an expanded version of like.
It seems like it can happen anywhere in the world. I mean, I know we've made up most of the answers.
Two Dogs was Jackson. Did I say that?
Yeah. Okay.
Big fan of Two Dogs as an option.
I thought it'd be funny.
Especially coming after the very long-winded space station one. Long-winded is a compliment, Will.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Well, I thought it was funny because it also means the dog won a bout and then been going around with the belt.
That's true.
And another dog went for that dog.
Yeah, so there was, multiple
dogs. And Mother Together gets smaller and smaller animals. It's eventually two rats.
Rats dragging it along.
Jackson went for the airplane bathroom. That was Huey. Yeah. Huey's picking up pace now.
Okay. Yeah,
it's anyone's game.
And Huey went for the physical belt, was the champion, which is also correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa.
Huey is storming home late here.
Look out, folks.
So in that round, it was 1 point to the House, 2 points to Huey. So with one round to go, we got Huey and Pruey on 3 points. Dewey on 6 points, but out in front on 7 points, it's the House.
Do you ever lose this game?
Yes, because final round you three get triple points.
Okay.
But I don't lose early.
Yeah, the House. Yeah. The House does. You know, it's normally
famously,
in the game.
There's a term for it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
The casino really gives triple point bonus rounds.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But I'm just having a look. The House hasn't won in about a month.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All
right. So yeah, maybe. Let's see how we go. Final question comes from Ben Bruflat. He's become a bit of a Question 7 specialist here. He's just wrote a bunch of great movie synopsis questions.
Okay.
This one really grabbed my attention. So you got to write a short synopsis for a film, about 2-3 sentences long.
Centimeters.
I measure writing in.
Yay, big.
Yeah. So just a brief synopsis of a film, and the question is, what is the synopsis of the 2020 film The Goocher? Which I think was that one of the superhero names, almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jackson's rushing to the front.
That's like the best bit of the human body. I'm in.
And so I pick answers a little bit with the guests in mind, and you three to me just screamed The Goocher.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd all have a bit of fun with The Goocher.
The Gooch trio, that's us.
Imagine it's three identical synopses.
So we this was a real movie. That was the case.
Real movie from 2020. A very, I think, little known.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have a...
Something like that usually would come across my desk.
Yeah.
My desk.
Your inbox is overflowing with Goocher.
I usually get an
films.
Audition for something like
that. All right. So while you're writing those answers, I'll talk about this belt thing. According to Will, the DDT Ironman Heavy Metalweight Championship has a long list of inanimate objects as champion, including a Christmas tree, a ladder, a baseball bat, a truck, and several pieces of office furniture. It has also been held by a number of unusual living beings, such as a chef, geez, that's an unusual living being, a taxi driver, a cameraman, and the entire audience of a wrestling show in Providence, Rhode Island. The only inanimate object to win the championship in 2024 at the time of question submission was a stuffed dinosaur toy called Stefan, who sadly lost the title later that same day. Poor old Stefan. All right, answer in for the final question. What is the synopsis of the 2020 film The Goocher? The untimely death of their coach leaves a junior league baseball team without a coach. Enter perpetual slacker John the Gucci Gooch. With his unorthodox methods and low-life friends, he leads the team to an unlikely victory. Women have always been attracted to Dreamboat Ricky, dubbed the Goocher by friends.
Is this a new one? Where's Dreamboat Ricky? Keep him away from these kids.
Someone's really gone deep.
This is a new one.
Sorry.
You got the Goocher coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is the next one. Women have always been attracted to Dreamboat Ricky, dubbed the Goocher by friends for how often he scores. Ricky meets his match when he approaches the lovely Yolanda at the local nightclub. Yolanda's resistance to Ricky's advances makes him reevaluate his life choices. Inspired by raunchy comedies such as Good Luck Chuck and Father of the Bride, this movie promises to be a rom-com you can bring your husband to.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Bit of something for everyone.
I love that they had comparative titles.
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah, how raunchy Father of the Bride was?
Oh, yeah. And it's also like, wait, you're targeting this to the woman to be like, oh, please come see the Gucci with me, honey. Oh, I don't know, babe. I hate chick flicks. Like the Gucci.
Based on a true story, the Gucci follows Donnie the Gucci Gooch, a down-on-his-luck veteran NFL football tight end who gets one more chance at redemption. In a skills combine for the Atlanta Falcons, can the Gucci get one last chance at glory?
Okay.
You got six strangers try to survive the horrors of a forest inhabited by the ghastly Gucci, a creature that devours human souls. Little do they realize that they are all victims of a much bigger conspiracy linked to the special forces.
Okay.
Twist at the end there. You got a misunderstanding leads to Bradley's unfortunate arrest. Maintaining his innocence, Bradley struggles with violent harassment from his fellow inmates, including the Gucci. Who runs the joint.
Get out of there, Bradley.
Will Bradley adapt to the hard life inside, or will his kind heart win the day? Or a new king of the scam, hustle, and con has emerged, the Gucci. Victims live in fear, transferring all their earthly possessions rather than have their Gucci exposed. But one documentarian, Andy Bellows, has been following the case, but will he reveal the shocking truth in time? So, yeah.
Okay. That's really good.
Got six. I'd love to greenlight all these films.
Of course.
Yeah.
If I had the budget, I'd put these on my desk and they are getting greenlit. So, you got the untimely death of the junior baseball coach, and then you got the wild man, Gucci, comes in. Then you've got Dreamboat Ricky. This one, you can bring your husbands to this one.
I think what makes me suspicious of the Dreamboat Ricky is I don't think, because they call him the Gucci because he's so good with the ladies, but I don't think if I had a friend who was good with the ladies, I'd be like, you get any Gooch?
Oh, no.
What's a Gooch scene like, dude? Like, yeah. I don't think we're talking about
I wouldn't
that.
Call him the Gucci when Dreamboat Ricky's right there. That's an awesome nickname.
Exactly.
You got the based on the true story, veteran NFL footballer who's trying out at the Atlanta Falcons for one last chance at glory.
Okay.
Mm. Got the six strangers trying to survive the horrors of a...
The horrors.
So that's a horror forest.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Forgive me. Yeah.
Reading is harder than it looks. six strangers try to survive the horrors of a forest inhabited by the ghastly Gucci, which is a creature that devours human souls. You got a misunderstanding leading to Bradley's unfortunate arrest. He's trapped in prison with the Gucci. And that's not good for him.
Yeah,
or you've got the victims living in fear of the scam, hustle, and con artist, the Gucci. Andy Bellows is trying to reveal the shocking truth.
Okay. Part of me wants to pick the NFL one because that feels like a sporting nickname. You could call a guy the Gucci and nobody bats an eyelid.
Yeah.
It feels very real.
Yeah, it feels very real to me that somebody could be called the Gucci.
And like it would have the cover on a DVD. Like you pick it up, you're like, the Gucci. That's a funny title from the little edge of the DVD. Absolutely. And then you see the cover, you're like, serious.
You read the synopsis, you're like, oh, actually.
Yeah, big
I don't
fat know. Guy.
Yeah.
Big fat guy from My Name is Earl. Yeah. Come on, Gooch.
What a waste.
Yeah, big tight end. Yeah, they're big boys, aren't they? So you locking that one
in? Yeah, I'll lock that in.
All right.
He's the Goocher.
Huey or Pruey? Who wants to go?
You go, Huey.
I quite like... I'm tossing up between the baseball or the horror forest.
Yeah.
The horrorist.
I'll go the... I mean, but it's just... I mean, obviously the movie was bad. But just like, oh, it steals your souls.
Yeah,
but
I
then
know.
It's the army. That's a real bad movie. I'll go with that.
Yeah, right there.
You can
also
imagine picking up that DVD. Yeah. You can imagine what the cover of that looks like. Yeah.
All right, Prue, all that right. Leads you.
Well, the baseball one does sound so much like a parody of Field of Dreams.
Oh.
Okay.
Does the in the Field of Dreams, does the coach die and they have like a bad boy come in to fill in?
Okay, maybe it's a parody of Bad Teacher.
I'm like, I don't think I've seen Field of Dreams, but apart from baseball, I don't know how.
Build
like,
it and they will come. And
I was like,
there's
baseball and there's a dead someone.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah, okay, yeah. Actually, that checks out.
Yeah, it's like a touching sports movie.
This one, yeah.
Like the Gooch.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got a bit of a like a reverse Mighty Ducks vibe.
Yeah.
A reverse in that... the coach in that drives a limo or something.
Or it's kind of like a Ted Lasso thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're going for. But I kind of want to go for the one that was compared to Good Luck Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Dreamboat Ricky.
Dreamboat Ricky.
Yeah. Dreamboat Ricky. The Gooch Man.
The Gooch Man. I don't know. I feel like you guys are making fun, but my lady friends and I were always sitting around.
Bring
like,
a husband.
Oh, my God. He tickled my Gooch last night.
You got done by the Gooch? Yeah. Tell me more. All right, well, here's who wrote the answers. The new king of the scam. Victims living in fear of the Goocher. That was Prue Blake.
Oh, it is a good
one. Exposing the Gooch is what a lie. Yeah. That's good slang for just like I've been robbed or I've been...
Rather than
expose
have
my Gooch.
I just don't know how everyone's brain didn't go exactly there.
Misunderstanding leading to the arrest and being shacked up in jail with the Goocher, that was Ben, a.k.a. The House.
Mm. Yeah, very good.
The House also wrote the one about Dreamboat Ricky.
Oh.
I had it in Dreamboat Ricky, actually, though. But, you know,
yeah,
so,
I like that. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize that it was a play on Dreamboat Mickey until... No, Steamboat Mickey?
Yeah.
100% didn't. I didn't clock until I read it out again. Anyway, I'm like, that sounds fucking familiar. But untimely death of their coach, the one that basically Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
That was Jackson.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Oh,
that's great.
Huey, that was great, man. Great.
That's a really cool movie, man. Thanks, you should try and get that made and do not change the name.
I think the name's... That's,
yeah that's bit. Probably... Yeah,
that's the main selling point.
Jackson went for the one about the NFL football having another go. That was Huey.
Yeah, we both...
The comeback continues. And Huey also got the correct answer. The horror forest is the real thing.
Wow.
The horrorist.
Horrorist.
I was thinking horror because I went to see our friend's movie, Emu War, in this Monster Fest, it's called, and they had all the ads for the...
Yeah, yeah.
The horror movies in it.
And Gucci 2 was...
Gucci 2. No, there was one called Rib Spreader, and I was like, I could imagine them.
Yeah,
they just love gross shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really speaks to how they're going to be killed.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of info about it online. Like, Rotten Tomatoes normally has...
Has
a score, but there aren't enough reviews for a score, even user reviews.
Mm.
But I did find it on IMDb, and this is always, to me, whatever the opposite of a red flag is, I guess a green flag.
Mm.
Written, produced, and directed by the same guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
A low-budget passion project.
Dream. Fingers crossed he's the lead.
Yeah. I didn't check, but yeah.
Yes.
Almost definitely. William Lee is his name. But I only got 2.9 out of 10 on IMDb. And this one, the featured review, I'll just read the top of it. It's pretty brutal. By T. McCull52, they write, imagine an intruder breaks into your house. He puts a gun to your head and gives you two choices. One, watch the Goocher. Or two, scoop your own eyeballs out of their sockets with the edge of a jagged, rusty tablespoon. I would wholeheartedly encourage the prospective viewer to go with option two. The Gucha is an absolute utter failure on every conceivable level.
Wow.
It's one of the most brutal reviews I've ever read. And it goes on. There's like paragraphs more. They've enjoyed taking it apart.
Even after hearing that review, I would watch the movie.
I'm intrigued. I just want to know why he's called the Gucha. What's he? Does he attack Guchas?
Yeah.
It's a sensitive bit of the body, I guess.
Isn't it the kind of movie that...
Yeah, you get the
soul. Why souls? You'd think at least it'd be a bit of fun. Like schlocky, eats your ass out.
And then tears you in half. Yeah.
It's got to be something like that, right? So, here's the final scores. On 3 points, in fourth position. Very worthy spot there is Prue Blake.
Yep. How the mighty have fallen.
In third spot on 6 points, it's Jackson Bailey. Oh.
Wow.
In second spot on 8 points, it's The House, meaning out in front on 9 points, Huey. Absolutely.
What a comeback.
0 points through more than half the game.
Yeah, folks. It's very reminiscent of... one of my favorite sporting heroes, the Gucha, who threw an NFL combine, got back in the NFL.
Now, Huey, anything you need to tell people about before we go? Your podcast, Feed 'em Bra.
Yeah, it's a very silly podcast with myself and Zach Dyer. We just go through and collate every type of fella.
That's good.
But... Women, please listen too.
This is the kind of podcast you can bring your wife along
this
to.
This is the kind of pod you can bring your wife along and she'll have a great laugh.
I was on an episode a few years back.
It's a loose pod. We've been in our third iteration being like, what if we just talk about fellas? It's like, well, that's what we've done the whole time, but we'll make it official. So, yeah, listen to that, please.
How about you, Jackson?
I do a bunch of podcasts. Called Plumbing the Death Star, which is just stupid pop culture shit.
Just talking about fellas.
Yeah, it's
fellas talking fellas.
Exactly. Yeah. As I just said verbatim what you said. Anybody call me out on it? Would you dare? I also do a video game review podcast called Thumb Cramps, which is equally stupid, and a movie review podcast called Baseless Speculation, equally stupid but all very entertaining, and a Dungeons & Dragons roleplay podcast called The D&D's for Nerds.
Have you had the Jackson style of fella on
before? No, we should though.
I think we should have a Bigfoot aficionado.
Yeah, for sure.
It is a kind of fella. It is a kind of fella, for sure.
I was going to go more the pop culture guy. Another kind of fella.
Go back to that Bigfoot thing. And the sausages.
And how about you, Prue?
Yes, please come to my show, Concrete Pigs, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and the Brisbane Comedy Festival. And it's going to be a fun show. It's about cities. It's about design. It's about architecture. It's about being a gal. And also about fellas.
A husband safe to come
bring
on?
Bring your husbands, ladies, and boyfriends or girlfriends or partners.
Everyone, it's a safe space, your comedy, isn't it?
I think it's pretty safe. Yeah. I think it's pretty fun. I feel like for young and old.
Do you think architects are safe there or are they going to be torn in your a-hole?
Architects will hope their a-hole can disappear before I tear it. Gooch style. No, please come, architects. I think you'll enjoy the breaking down of your profession.
So good. I'm also doing a show with Saranjaya Mana called Dry Dry in Adelaide Fringe, Melbourne Comedy Festival, and Brisbane Comedy Festival. Also doing this show live a couple times in Adelaide Fringe, and that's I think this weekend or maybe next. It's coming up soon. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Some off cuts from throughout the episode, I'm sure. Really fun. Jeez, these three have been on fire. Huey, Pruey, and of course Dewey have been on fire. Some of those cuts will be after the song. Hang around for those. Thanks so much for listening. Give us a 5-star review if you want. I've been getting a bunch of them lately and they've all been very nice. If you want to make me feel good, you can do that. And also maybe tell people who you think might enjoy it. Cheers for tuning in to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart. And now that you know it, I've been Matt Stewart. Goodbye. Oh, it's a real Lady and the Tramp scenario.
Romantic. Oh,
goodness me.
A hopeless place.
How would you describe that to the listeners, Prue?
I would describe it as an intimate tangling
of
extremities.
Yeah. That's what you call the headphone cable.
They're extremities. They're kind of extremity.
Yeah. It's like a acoustic extremity.
I would describe it as a rat king.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Headphone rat
just
king.
Just an awesome thing that can happen. A rat king.
Yeah. You're sort of known as the rat king around the comedy circles, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Get him in a pit. That's it. Yeah. That's it big time.
All the failed open micers hang off Huey's belt.
Yeah. I put him in a little tub and the last one to come out gets 5 minutes. Cooper is in.
If they're lucky. You know, I think Jackson's a bit of a quacker wodger.
I do not care about my constituents. That's true. I'm sick of them.
Yeah. You care about them as much as them voting you in. And
exactly.
Then, and they can get stuff.
A funny sort of like artifact of this show is that when you're talking but I'm on my phone and I answer a question, it really feels like I'm ignoring you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, man, whatever.
Yeah. Great.
Sure, dude.
It actually feels good. It's like getting to really just snub someone with your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when I'm asking
and
you
they're
to do
loving it. Yeah.
All right, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
What?
I'm just telling, that's just for the edit. Okay.
Okay, never lie to us again.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'm betrayed.
I hated that.
Thought I was going to get a snack.
Yeah. I thought I had time. It's fine.
No, I mean, you can.
No, it's okay.
Okay. So, well, what else has been going on?
Yeah.
This bit feels like it takes so long, the cutting and pasting of your answers.
Yeah. It, yeah.
Time slows down, especially when you guys stop talking. I'm like sweating. This will be edited out, though, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Just a time to have a little
relax. Surely you've got to be working on an app for this so that they can play. That's smart.
I did spend some money trying to get one going, and it ended up being more...
No, it's harder than this. Worth.
Yeah.
Every guy that's like, oh, I got an app idea. Yeah.
And you're
like,
yeah,
it got me 100
grand. I was only working on an app so I could use it for this, anyone else could use it, just to make it so I didn't have to do that. You could all just directly enter your things in, but I'm like, this is going to take so long to test and get right. I'm like, this system's fine.
I can't imagine having to ask my guest to... You just need to download an app.
Yeah, why is it asking for all my ads. Data?
Yeah. Why do you have remote control on my phone?
A fun fact doesn't have to be about a fun thing.
Good point. That's right. I mean, this is...
But you would kind of want it to be, like, fun to share at parties.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think that this is a woke culture? Not letting us think that it's fun to know where Hitler was born.
I think it's a gas. I think it's a blast.
I'd love to know where everyone was born.
Yeah.
Where were you born, Matt Stewart?
How else were you going to a time machine and kill Hitler?
Hitler's a baby. That's true.
Yeah, you need to know these things.
Yeah. If I did, I'd just go back to Germany. I'd be like... Where do I even begin?
You're going, take me to the bunker.
Anybody had a baby named Adolf recently?
Yeah.
Oh, hundreds of them?
God damn.
Yeah. That's how they say it.
Where have I gone? That feels like the moral thing to do with a time machine, but not the most fun.
I would never it wouldn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
But isn't it the cool thing? You could actually even see the beard while you're there.
Yeah.
You know, it would be... In the museum back then, I suppose.
I'd hop in.
While you're there.
Yeah. I reckon I'd go beard, then kill the baby Hitler.
Yeah, that's fair. See the beard first. You're going to save the beard because you're going to be bummed out after seeing... So then you're going to cheer yourself up.
Strangle him with the beard.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a lot to do in that.
So you got to steal the beard from a museum first.
Yeah.
He's got a time machine. You get the real beard.
Yeah. I take the mayor. I go, because you died, this happened. You got to choke him out. Set the path right again.
Someone got a message. Okay.
I know. You can take it, Huey, if you need to take that call.
Got all the time in the world.
Is that? That's not... What, Jay Leno or something? Got a spot. Spot's
Jay
up in
there. Jay Leno. Miss call from Hollywood. Typical.
Genuinely meant to say Jimmy Fallon, but missed it by a little bit.
All those late night shows hosts are the same.
Yeah.
They're a lot of Jays.
That's true.
A lot of Jays.
I can think of two of them.
That's plenty, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's enough.
That's heaps.
More yeah. J names than women, am I right? As a feminist, they're the kind of things that I'll point out.
Wasn't the original Johnny Carson?
Oh my God, Johnny Carson, Jimmy Kimmel.
Whoa,
whoa, we might be onto something here. Jimmy Fallon, let's go all the way to the top.
Yeah,
David J. Letterman. All right,
Joe Pro.
KO, that makes me think of the sports streaming service that me and Huey share.
We share that.
Whenever I log on to watch some sport, I see.
And you're willing to admit that right now.
Yeah, that's right. We support Murdoch.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Share one account? Or
we share one
account.
Share
an account.
Oh, is that?
So it's a Tim, Matt.
Oh, we're ripping off Murdoch. Yeah,
got
that.
Yeah,
don't tell your dog.
Don't tell him. Do you have separate profiles? Are there profiles on Kayo?
Yeah, there are separate profiles.
Do you have a look? I share a couple of streaming services. Sometimes I have a peek.
It does feel quite revealing to look at someone else's homepage.
They won't know.
You're like, oh, a lot of jelly wrestling.
Kayo is such a bad app that I don't think it would have much function to figure out what we've been watching.
It's the same as Binge, isn't it? Yeah, Binge is barely functional.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like fun. This is the kind of wrestling I'd be right into. I've never fully got into it, but this sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, it's all pretty silly and fun, isn't it? They've just taken it to another level.
Something so funny
about me talking to myself. I'm talking to listeners.
We're trying to write the most incredible synopsis here, mate.
During this question as well, it's like, shut up.
Muttering under your breath over there.
I'm trying to create.
That's funny. I'm thinking they'll be able to block me out, but you're like, fucking hell. All of a sudden, I'm writing dramatic dream team in my answer. I was half expecting Jackson to have seen, I don't know about your movie watching things, but I just assume you watch obscure bad movies a lot.
Not as much as you'd think.
Okay.
I think about it, but not as much as you'd think. I do have the vibe, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do sometimes, right. But yeah.
You doing a festival show this year, Huey?
I'll be doing a few one-off ones. Not a solo, but keep an eye out if you want to see a one-off surprise.
Ooh.
Big Huey's Footy Show and maybe a live podcast or two or something.
Hell yeah.
Is there any big footy events on around? I guess it's just starts of the footy
start
season.
Start of footy, yeah.
You do your Anzac Day special?
Yeah, I do my Anzacs. A lot of respect. I would say... Do not come if you expect any actual footy analysis.
Yeah, a lot of
that. We've learned the hard way over the 6 years we've done this show.
A lot of listeners to this show are big footy heads as well. About 50%, I'd say.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's good to put that stipulation.
But come
there.
If you love footy.
And a lot of previous guests of this show, I think, have recurring characters on. Is Alexi still on there?
Yes. Yeah, Alexi, if he's in town and if he wants to do... His character, whose name I won't say on air.
Nah, because you can't anymore.
You can't anymore.
And
but he loves doing it. Yeah.
Not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the concept for this movie is almost too juicy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm.
Like it's kind of harder to...
The name is...
It's something.
It's kind of like, do I need to offer anything else?
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's a real balance because you want the name... For people who are suggesting these films, what would your advice be? You want the name to be kind of vague.
Open.
And then the plot to be a bit weird or funny or strange.
Yeah. I feel like the name needs to imply a bit of plot.
You need something.
Yeah.
You need an in, you reckon?
I reckon.
But you don't want too... Because I get...
You don't want too much of an in.
There's been a lot of suggestions that are like the names are so funny, but they're so specific. It's hard to imagine three people coming up with different... options for it, but yeah. Sorry.
It's on
that really slow cut and paste thing. But you run the whole venue at the Comedy Festival, Huey.
Yeah, I mean, I love this, all this attention on me, but yeah. Lots of shows at the Cooper's Inn, big independent venue at the Comedy Festival.
Great hub.
Great little hub.
Good place. A lot of comics go there to have knockoff drinks.
That's it. Hell of a vibe down there.
Great vibe down there.
Yeah.
And every show, you do you select all the shows? Because I've applied before, and it's hard to get in. That's how high the standards are. I've done a show there before.
Yeah, well, yeah, we used to do three rooms, and it was just too much.
But it was, yeah, they're great.
But yeah, great lots of great shows, lots of great independent acts.
Yeah, if you're looking at just roll the dice on a show, you could just go there and grab a ticket to any show, and they've all got the Huey seal of approval.
Yeah. Which Matt does have. He's really stitching me up there. I mean, he's bad guy or something.
So we're also doing this show live a couple times in Adelaide Fringe, and that's, I think, this weekend, or maybe next. It's coming up soon. Oh. So, and it's a pretty small room, which means I should probably not have to still be plugging it, but, you know, here we are. And, it's great. And, edit that bit out, Connor, please. Don't make me sound too desperate. I think, actually, yeah. I'll say it again. Yeah, tickets are moving fast.
And it's a massive room.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.